It is our joy every Thursday to present the WFSK Artist of the Week feature. This is where you know we shine the extra expensive light bulb. We shine the spotlight on our Artist of the Week, give them some light and some love, and talk about their new release. For the first time in our spotlight is vocalist, songwriter, drummer, and percussionist, Sonny Emery. Sonny, how are you?
I'm great, Sharon. How are you?
Well, now I got you. I'm all good.
Well, you know what? It's such an honor to have you guys shine the light on myself and the project. I'm honored. I love your station and love what you guys do there. So thank you so much for having me as a guest.
Absolutely. And for our audience that are listening both here in Nashville and online at WFSKFM.org, they may not know your name, but they may be familiar with hearing your work and hearing you. So this is going to give them a chance to really, find out more about you
right.
And your musical background. And you live in Atlanta, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh. I was born and raised here in Atlanta, matriculated in school here, finished up my education at Georgia State University,
mm-hmm.
And moved on to Los Angeles in 86 to join Joe Sample and the Crusaders. But I'd done a couple of I've been playing professionally really since I was 7 years old.
My
father, who's a jazz musician.
Wow.
Band director in the Atlanta public school system for 40 plus years. So
mm-hmm.
I started playing professionally at a young age, but the touring gig started for me when I was about 17 years old with Cameo here in Atlanta, and then moved on to do Jean-Luc Ponty, jazz fusion artist. I'm sure you're familiar with him.
Mm-hmm.
And then what took me to LA in 86 was I had an opportunity to jam with Joe Sample. And after that, he invited me to join the Crusaders and to move to Los Angeles. So
mm-hmm.
I made that move in summer of 86, and then everything else just kind of snowballed after that, you know?
Well, that is beautiful. And, you know, Joe Sample is just, you know, in the early days of Artists of the Week, he was one of our Artists of the Week,
mm-hmm.
and so were some of the members of the Crusaders. And those are the interviews to cherish. Because he was just excited to do this. And I was like, you are? Thank you. This means more to me than you have any idea. Oh, my God. But of the legendary status, how did you meet him? And what types of things did you learn from him and working with the Crusaders?
Yeah, I met Joe. Each year, the Atlanta, the Bureau of Cultural Arts puts on the Atlanta Arts Festival,
mm-hmm.
and obviously they bring in national talent. So that particular year, I was hired. I had my own band at the time, and we were hired to play the after party for the jazz festival. And Joe and the Crusaders were on the festival that year, I believe. Also Chaka Khan and George Benson and a couple of other people. And Lee Ritenour was on that that festival as well. So the after party, they all came to the after party, and Joe liked the band so much that he got up to jam with us, to play with us, and that's when I got a chance to meet him and got an actual chance to actually play with him, perform
mm-hmm.
with him. And then before the evening was over, he sent his tour manager over to ask. He said, "Man, Joe really likes what you're doing behind the kit, man. Would you have any aspirations to move to California?" And I was like, "Well, you know, it's funny you ask. I was planning to do that." And he was like, "Well, Joe, we'd like for you to come on out as soon as possible and join the band." So
mm-hmm.
That's what, you know, began my professional career in Los Angeles. And, I spent maybe, when I first got to L.A., we were recording Wilton Felder's solo album.
Mm-hmm.
We were doing the Crusaders, The Good and Bad Times. I don't know if you've heard that album.
Mm-hmm.
And Joe Sample's his solo project entitled Roles. And we were recording three albums at one time, and I was basically, when I got to LA, I was just busy in the studio with him recording. So that really, really kind of honed my recording skills, being in the studio with him every day and doing it every day. I'd done a lot of recording here in Atlanta before I left to go to LA. Used to do a lot of jingles and corporate sessions. So this was a different environment, you know, to be actually cutting and recording an album with a professional and a legendary artist like Joe Sample.
Oh, yeah.
I learned quite a bit from Joe.
And I would say those, that knowledge, you know, just such vast knowledge, and him and the Crusaders, and, you know, of course, Wilton Felder, and, you know, I know, did you work with Wayne Henderson, too?
I didn't get a chance to work with Wayne. When I was in the band, they hadn't re-linked up again, you know. The majority of the work I did was with Joe and Wilson when it was just the Crusaders.
Okay.
And then a good bit of it was the Joe Sample Quartet. We toured Japan extensively, and that quartet was myself, obviously Joe Sample, myself, Lenny Castro, legendary percussionist, and Bradley Bobo on bass. So, I didn't get a chance to work with Wayne, but I mean, you know, I obviously love and respect his work. And,
Yeah.
You know, that music stands the test of time and will live forever, you know.
Well, and you know, you have a name, Sonny, that sounds like an old musician. You know, Sonny Emery. That sounds like you. And I don't mean that in a negative way, but I mean like in like the old classic way. You know,
No, I'm totally good with it. You know, I've always respected. I mean, the guys that have come before me. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, like I told you, I started playing drums when I was 4 years old. My father, you know, got me started really early. My grandfather, I'm a third generation jazz and blues musician. My grandfather was a blues pianist here in Atlanta. And I don't know if you're familiar with Piano Red, but he was a blues artist here in Atlanta. My grandfather played with him extensively and was and did a live radio broadcast here each week. And my dad was very active in the music scene. He was, he had his jazz group, and also he was teaching, but I was playing with his jazz group in clubs in and around Atlanta when I was 7 years old. So I have an old musical spirit, you know, in me to go along with that old classic name. But, I'm an analog baby, still punching out music in a digital world.
Yeah.
So I think I'm right on. A lot of my friends who are my same age and my generation, last of the analog tribe, you know, and before everything went digital. But we get to see both sides of the fence, which is cool. So you know, I love all the new stuff. I love hip hop and all of it. All, you know, I just love great music. Period.
Well, and I can tell by looking at your work and who you've worked with. And who you've appeared with, and you know, just it's like holy cow, and you know, your credits are just impeccable, my brother.
Oh well, thank you.
Yes,
I've been extremely blessed. I mean, I studied jazz and classical music at Georgia State, and that has allowed me to be able to enter into a lot of different genres comfortably.
Yeah.
You know? Because I read and can manage that, as well as, you know, the straight ahead stuff and everything that I grew up playing with my dad. And then you know, when I was growing up, the fusion era was at its height.
Yes.
Chick Corea and Return to Forever.
Yeah.
The New Orchestra, John McLaughlin, those cats were just burning, and Billy Cobham was one of my favorite drummers. So,
yeah.
I just got I was just a sponge, and I just soaked it all up, and my dad was, like I said, was very instrumental in preparing me for the career that I've been able to attain.
Yeah, well, I know your family is probably immensely proud of you, I know, right?
Oh, yeah, they were. You know, I lost my dad at 12, and I lost my mom at 13, but they were immensely proud of me, and they were at every performance that they could possibly be at, you know, when when they were with me, you know. So
that's the power of family love, though. You know what I'm saying? You're going to carry that with you forever and ever. Yeah. Let me remind the audience, this is WFSK's Weekly Spotlight, Artist of the Week. And this week's Artist of the Week is singer and percussionist, drummer, songwriter. He is all things music. Sonny Emery, you may have heard of him, maybe not. You heard his music, though, for sure. Sonny has a new project out entitled Soul Ascension. And several of your cuts we are playing here on the station, and started with cut number 7. I think it was Baby Fingers was your first one released on the Soul Ascension. Now, let me back you up to, didn't you start this project pre-pandemic?
I started this project mid-pandemic, really.
Okay.
It started, I did my last live performance in 2020, in February of 2020, with Eric Clapton. And as soon as I got home from that, the world just shut down in March, as we all remember.
Mm-hmm.
And so I write all of the time, you know. So I just said, okay, well, man, let's get in the studio. You know, we can't go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Might as well be creative. So called up a couple of dear friends of mine once we had some ideas down.
Mm-hmm.
Ronnie Garrett, bassist, and Vance Taylor on keys. And we just started tracking the stuff. And then before I knew it, the project was done. And it was mid-pandemic, during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
I thought, you know, it really made for a great environment, because we were able to really, because no one was traveling, there were no real distractions. I had a chance to just really focus on the project and get it done. You know, I was working on it basically every single day.
Okay. Now tell the audience, did you write the entire project, and who produced, and who the artists are that are on here with you?
Yeah, I produced it, and I co-wrote with several different people. Two of the guys I just mentioned, Ronnie Garrett and Vance Taylor, were co-writers. We cut everything at my home, Baby Fingers features, and was entitled Baby Fingers because of her nickname.
Mm-hmm.
It features Patrice Rush, and Patrice and I were great friends, are great friends, and we did a lot of work with Lee and I together. So during the pandemic, I said, Patrice, I got this tune, I think it'd be great for you, you wouldn't mind playing on it. She consented to play on it. So Baby Fingers features Patrice Rushen. I also have featured on the album Bob James, who's featured on a track entitled Latina. Also, Bobby Lyle is actually featured on the current single, which is Car Guy. And Jimmy Haslip from the famed Yellow Jackets graced me with his talents on a tune I entitled Soul Humba. And also, percussionist extraordinaire, very good friend of mine, Lenny Castro, is featured on just about every cut. I did quite a bit of writing myself, and then quite a bit of collaborating with a few people.
Well, I would say, number one, when folks pick up this project, you're going to love it. Love it.
Yeah, well, great.
Yeah, most definitely. And baby, when you guys pitched, your promoter pitched Baby Fingers, I knew that was Patrice's nickname from a long time ago.
Yeah, exactly.
I just was like, he done took her stuff. And then when I found out she was on it, I was very, very happy. And you didn't skip over some of the people who are the ones that made the genre great, and just go for the new cats because they're new and shiny. You went with the ones that are tried and true. Why did you do that, Sonny?
Well, first of all, I have personal relationships with everybody that's featured on the album, mm-hmm. and worked with them in some capacity, one way or another. I mean, no slight on the new guys. I think a lot of times we overlook the people who've paved the way for us.
Amen.
You know, we tend to forget about them, mm-hmm. and I vowed that I just didn't want to do that, and I wanted to make sure that you know, I included them. And because, number one, that they're legendary, incredible, you know, world-renowned musicians, mm-hmm. I knew they were going to knock it out of the park.
Oh,
because
yeah.
what I gave them to do or to play on. And I just felt like it was just time to just really embrace some of my friends.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had fun recording some music with my friends. I mean, it was funny how it came about with Bobby, with Bob James, is the guy, the tour manager for Joe Sample at the time when Joe hired me, is now working in management with Bob James.
Mm.
And so I've been in touch with him, and so Bob wanted me to play on some of his stuff. So we just basically bartered, and that's how that came about. And Bobby Lyle and myself mm-hmm. have been friends for years.
Mm.
I've produced tracks on one of his projects, mm-hmm. anyway, entitled Rhythm Stories. And we were in Bette Midler's band together for years.
Mm.
Bobby was the musical director, and I played drums with Bette for many, many years.
Mm.
And during our time with Bette Midler, I was writing and stuff. I remember one day I was in my hotel room writing. This is in the days when I used to travel with a keyboard and speaker set up and my rack, and I had all this stuff set up in the hotel room.
Mm.
And I was working on a track one day, and Bobby walked by my hotel room, and all of a sudden I hear somebody knocking on the door, just frantically knocking on the door. I opened the door. He was like, "Hey man, what is that?" I was like, "It's just a new track I'm working on." He's like, I want to record that." I was like, "Bobby, it's not done yet." He's like, "I don't care. Let's record it. Let's do it. Let's finish it." I was like, "Okay, cool." And that track ended up on Rhythm Stories. It's entitled On the Spot.
Mm.
And so Bobby gave me a chance to produce it, mm. you know, and obviously, you know, write with him on it. So, you know, the Soul Ascension really is an accumulation of just some great relationships,
mm-hmm.
and just me saying, "Hey, man, let's, you know, let's continue to just make some great music together."
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Most definitely. You know, and Bobby has a project out now that we're also playing, and he's been Artist of the Week before. Bob James does. He was just Artist of the Week a couple of weeks ago. Jimmy Haslip has been Artist of the Week before some years back. So everybody on here just about, Patrice has not yet, but we can make that happen. She needs a new project, though. But just because she's legendary. Now, who is Nikki Emery and Darian Emery?
Yeah, I also have been working a lot with my sons.
Okay, that's what I thought.
And my brother. I have two sons, Nigel Emery, who's a great engineer. He's also an artist in his own right.
Mm-hmm.
And he lives in Los Angeles now, but he's a great engineer.
Mm.
Nigel and I mixed the project together. Nicholas is my youngest son, who's an extraordinary vocalist who's been singing with me live and doing quite a few recordings with me.
Mm-hmm.
Featured on the album as well. I did a cover of Angela Wimbush's,
That's all right. It's Post-Pandemic Brain.
Yeah.
Can't nobody remember nothing. I don't care how old they are.
But he's featured on it, and so is my brother Darian Emery, who plays sax.
Mm-hmm.
And so they're all you know, included. I'm very lucky and very blessed. My family, they're very talented people, so it's not like I'm just including them because they're family members. They can get the job done musically.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
And so it's been my pleasure to feature them and to, you know, on my projects. And as I'm saying this, I'm going to find out. This is ridiculous for me not to know the name of this.
Right.
No problem. Yeah. So, yeah, that's that's kind of, you know.
Okay. Now, and Sonny, the, you know, I just saved this part just for my moment. The elements of the universe, okay? And I mean, old school people, we know what that is. That part just like stopped me in my tracks. When did you play drums for Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Okay. So before I get into that, the name of the tune I was thinking about is "You Don't Have to Cry," Angela Woodman.
Oh yes, of course, of course.
I did talk with that.
Thank you.
Joe Sample and Maurice White were really good friends. Uh-huh. I moved to Los Angeles in '86, and in the latter part of, well, mid '87, Maurice, there were rumblings around Los Angeles that Maurice was going to put the band back together. And, you know, I really didn't think anything of it, but I learned later that Joe Sample had a conversation with Maurice and told Maurice about me.
Mm-hmm.
Philip Bailey and I have worked together already when I was a teenager here in mm-hmm. Atlanta. I recorded some tracks for one of his solo gospel projects.
Mm-hmm.
And so, you know, I heard these rumblings around town. And I didn't think anything of it. I was like, well, that'd be great to get that gig. You know, it'd be wonderful to get that gig, but I'm not going to put too much credence in it. So I just went about my business. And at the time, I was touring with David Sanborn. I was on the road with him, and I called back home to get my messages. Remember the days when you had answering machines?
Yes.
So I called my roommate, and we used to, you know, kid each other all the time. You know, hey man, Quincy called you. Hey man, Stanley Carr called you. Just, my roommate was a bass player. He's a very, you know, accomplished bass player himself, uh-huh. Samson, who has played with, you know, a lot of artists as well. But anyway, we were rooming together at the time. I call home to get my messages, and Sam goes, hey man, Philip Bailey just called you. And I go, yeah, right, sure, man. Yeah, sure he did. He's like, no, I'm serious. You know, I'm really serious this time. He said, okay. He said, here's the number. And I was like, what? He said, yeah, here's his phone number. He just called you. You might want to call him right back. So I got the number, and I called Philip, and talked to Philip for a minute, and he said, and Philip said to me, he said, yeah, I was just talking to Maurice, and you know, we're about to start this tour, and we were wondering if you'd like to join Earth, Wind, and Fire. And I was like, are you kidding me? Of course. And so that's how it went, you know.
Lord.
And that was the fall of, that was summer of '87, and they pushed rehearsals back so that I could start rehearsals with them in the fall. And that was rehearsals for the Touch the World tour, the 18-month tour that took us all over the world in '88. And so I was with, you know, I spent quite a bit of time with Maurice. He signed me to Columbia Records early on because we used to spend a lot of time together, and he mm-hmm. knew I was aspiring to be a solo artist in my own right, and just wanted to, you know, do some other creative things outside mm-hmm. of Earth, Wind, and Fire.
Mm-hmm.
He facilitated that for me and signed me to Kalimba. I did my first solo project, full album mm-hmm. with him, entitled Hypnofunk, which was released in Japan, the Japanese market only.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, and the rest is history. I love playing with them. I learned a ton about recording, production, live, putting together live
mm-hmm,
shows,
mm-hmm.
you know, and just life lessons too. Verdeen and I are very tight. He got me started in yoga and
mm-hmm.
meditation, and so they have been more than great mentors mm-hmm. to me. I really miss Maurice,
mm-hmm.
but his spirit is with me all the time. Mm-hmm. He'll come and sit down to play or mm-hmm. in the studio to produce or whatever. And
yeah.
So Philip and I still stay in touch. Ferdinand and I still stay in touch.
Tell you.
I go and see him whenever I have an opportunity. And they're still very much a part of my my musical DNA.
Mm-hmm.
We joke all the time because when I first got the gig, I didn't really, when we started rehearsals, I already knew all of the tunes from childhood because I used to play along with
mm-hmm.
their record.
Mm-hmm.
I had the all-in-all poster hanging up on my closet.
You and everybody else, man.
Yes,
Lord. Oh my gosh, man.
Yeah. And I mean, at that time, Andrew Woolfolk, rest in power. Uh-huh. Just lost him a few days ago.
Oh my.
Such a great time with Andrew, and I mean all the guys are just so inspirational.
Oh.
I just can't even describe the feeling of stepping out on that stage with them. I mean, it was so powerful to just see how the energy.
Yes.
Touch people.
Yeah, I bet the energy will just blow your hair back. You know what I'm saying?
But it was so eye opening for me. The very first week of that tour in 1988, we were doing production rehearsals in Fort Lauderdale, Florida.
Mm-hmm.
And production rehearsals, if you don't know, that's when everybody, I mean, lighting company, sound company, the stage is there, the set is there, you're mm-hmm. doing all the magic tricks, you're doing everything, show top to bottom. And I remember I walked into the arena, it's my first time laying eyes on the stage, mm-hmm. and it just took a breath to see that stage, to see my drums sitting on that stage.
Oh, I'm certain.
I was so hyped the rest of the week, I couldn't sleep at all.
Wow.
And it was really, 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 truly a blessing to be able to be in. And to be associated and affiliated with them.
Well, I know your parents, they were probably up talking at night, you know.
Yeah.
That's my son.
Boy, my dad, he was so proud, and rightfully so. He taught me, from birth, mm-hmm. My mom had me laughing, because she used to tell the story all the time, how when they brought me home from the hospital, Dad, he shoved the bassinet right up against, the old record players with the two speakers.
Mm-hmm.
Dad shoved the bassinet right up against the record player, and my dad was, mainstream jazz head, so Miles was playing in my household and Coltrane was playing in my household all the time.
Mm-hmm.
So I used to put my bassinet right up against the record player so I could hear Miles and hear what Elvin was doing with John Coltrane and stuff. So,
you couldn't help yourself.
Yeah,
now, you couldn't.
Yeah,
most definitely. And also, I can just tell that you have an inner peace. But I bet that you also have another side to you, Sonny. This creative side. Are you an artist yourself, or do you paint? Can you cook? I mean, what's up with that?
Yeah. No, I'm a total artist. I love to cook.
Okay.
I can cook into music production. You get all of your ingredients together,
mm-hmm.
and you get busy. I love, it's funny that you would say that. And I also I'm going to start painting, and I just got an easel.
Really?
Yeah, I just got an easel because, I've just been so inspired, I mean, just art is art,
Yes.
But I do quite a bit of cooking.
Yeah, see, I knew it. I hadn't read it nowhere because I closed that off yesterday after we talked or whenever it was. I said, I'm not going to read anymore. I want to ask what I want to ask. And what I want to know is not the stuff that everybody writes, okay?
Yeah.
I want to know down in the stuff, so, Sonny, if I come down to Atlanta to see my daughter, son-in-law, and my sister and brother-in-law, what am I going to have for lunch if I come over to the Emory house? Sharon came at the door. Oh, Lord, she came.
We'll hook you up with the garlic shrimp angel hair.
Okay.
Or we could do... I love to do an asparagus shrimp salad.
Shut up. Let me get in the gas and out the car right now.
Come on. I'll have it ready.
Oh, my God. That sounds good. Yeah. Okay, so you really can cook then, okay?
Well, I take her around quite a bit in the kitchen, And because, like I said, to me, it's relaxing.
Yeah.
Some great music, open up a bottle of wine and just get busy, get the ingredients and go for it.
Yeah. Well, them recipes sound good and the bottle of wine sounds good with Sonny Emery's Soul Ascension CD project playing in the background.
Yeah. Okay.
Now I just fixed somebody's weekend for them just now. I just hooked it up. Well, Sonny, you are, and if I had more time, we could just talk and talk and talk. And you're just an absolute joy and a musical treasure. And I very, very much appreciate you for being with us today on WFSK here in Nashville. And Sonny Emery is definitely somebody. If you've never heard of this brother, you know, as they say, Google him, or just, you know, look anywhere under music and you'll find his name for sure. Where can people find your project, keep up with all things Sonny Emery, and when will you, are you on the road now?
I'm presently, I've been working with Eric Clapton for the last 4 years, and so we're about to embark on a European tour. And then we'll be playing in the States, we'll be touring the States in September of this year. The Soul Ascension Project is available on iTunes and Spotify, all the digital mediums. You can keep up with Sonny Emery at sonnyemerymusic.com. And I think we're going to be trying to do, I just played the City Winery here in February, so because my touring schedule with Clapton, I won't be able to do anything over the summer, but I'll be probably doing some more live engagements to support the record probably in the fall of this year.
Okay, well, we need to get you to the Sun City Winery in Nashville. I need to talk to them about that.
Yeah. I've been trying to do that one, but it'll happen.
Yes, it will.
I'm looking forward to coming up and performing in Nashville. I love, love that. I have many friends there. So.
Yeah. Well, I want to talk to you about that off the air.
Okay.
And see what can happen. Anyway, having said that, I'm just juiced. I'm ready to listen to Soul Ascension. And Nine Cuts, you all be sure and support the music, support the musicians that are playing their hearts out for you and doing the very best that they can. And your travel schedule and all is on your website?
Yes.
Okay, that's what, sonnyemery.com?
Yep, sonnyemerymusic.com.
And your Emery is E-M-O-R-Y.
Yep, it's just like the university.
Okay, because I grew up with some E-M-E-R-Ys.
Yeah, this is E-M-O.
Okay. So I've been up here all this time. When I do the metadata to enter the music, I had energy wrong. So I'm a fix-it, Jesus. I just realized that the other day because I had two spellings of your name. I'm like, hold up, that's the same person. Your metadata will telephone you. It surely will. Anyway, Sonny, this has been an absolute joy. And I just cannot tell you how much we very much appreciate all the blessed music and the skills and talents that you have produced across these decades.
Oh, well, thank you so much. All glory to God. I'm just a vessel, and hopefully we can continue to keep it cranking, you know?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Support the project, Sonny Emery, Soul Ascension. This week's Jazzy 88 Artist of the Week making his appearance for the very first time.